America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know, he's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen A. Appreciate the intro. It really makes me feel good and inspiring. We're in a time where, you know, you need people to motivate you. It's about mentorship. This is a really motivating show today. My first guest today will be discussing that. But let me get into my intro. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I host the weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. The interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. Basically, it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My next guest, who is the Mentors Method founder and CEO, became one of the first Black women in the United States to raise over $1 million in seed funding for a tech startup. So please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, the author of the book, In Mentorship Unlocked, The Science and Art of Setting Yourself Up for Success, Janice Omodeki. How you doing, Janice?
I'm doing well, thanks. So excited to connect with you today. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You know, I called you pre-call so we can get our personalities lined up because of the fact that I've never had a guest on my show, Money Making Conversation Masterclass, talking about mentorship and authored a book about mentorship. Give us the motivation behind that.
Yes, and I'm so honored. I am honored to be here, honored to discuss mentorship. It's so important. Well, I had an HR software company called the Mentor Method that I built for 6 years. And we had incredible customers like Amazon, the Department of Education, and others. And before then, I worked in defense contracting and management consulting. Oftentimes, I was left out of mentorship conversations because they were always the old boys club. Mm-hmm. And anytime I participated in a corporate mentorship program, I was just matched to the only underrepresented executive that also signed up for the program to mentor someone. And I found that it wasn't just my story that was impacted by this, but hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people experience the exact same thing. And when you're working at a company and mentorship is supposed to say, I see you in this individual because of your leadership traits, and instead it's saying, I don't see you at all. I just see you as a checkbox, and I see your external factors such as age, race, and gender. It hurts, and it can be demoralizing. And so I took those feelings and built my first company, The Mentor Method, that matched people to mentors based on industry, skills, values, and their personality. And 90% of the matches were in communication. 3 years later, we saw great success with it. And I've just been obsessed with how people connect and engage in a way that's meaningful, in a way that builds this joyful, passionate career that's fulfilling for everyone, because it's a right. We deserve to feel good about the work that we do every day. We deserve to feel good about the community that we're building around us. And mentorship is one of the best tools to make that happen. And so in my book, Mentorship Unlocked, Besides Setting Yourself Up for Success, I take you through step by step exactly how to build that community and how to find the right mentors that align to who you are versus what I had experienced in my early corporate days of trying to fit into a box or fit a mold.
Right. Tell me this, Janice. What is a mentor?
A mentor is somebody that helps you become the best possible version of yourself. It could be something in your career, which is typically where we hear mentorship, and that's helping you either refine a skill, get a promotion, enter into a new company, get a new job. And this person is exceptional at an area that you seek to develop in. So if you're an engineer and you want to learn a very specific skill, you would find a mentor that can help you become great at that. In your personal life, this might be somebody that helps you learn more about financial well-being, or somebody that helps you get out of a tough life situation where you can see yourself becoming a different version of yourself thanks to their leadership. A mentorship does not have to be older than you. I have mentors that are several years younger. They don't have to be in the same location. You can meet them virtually. You can meet them in person, but it's really boiled down to having the same value system and being eager to learn from each other.
That's really important, because of the fact that I always tell people, you know, if you want to be a doctor, you don't go to a mechanic for advice or mentorship. You have to be aligned with
right.
that. You know, you have to be aligned with that thought process, because a lot of people get bad advice because they're talking to the wrong person, or their dreams can be stymied because the person who's telling you that's not your dream doesn't even understand what you're talking about. And, you know, sometimes I remember when early on in my career, Janice, I was writing on television. Sitcoms like Sister Sister, Jamie Foxx Show, and the Monique Show, which was the Parkers. And people will ask me, individuals say, "So Rashawn, what do you do? And I can never explain to them that, okay, I go to work at 10, I just sit in the room, just start pitching jokes, and we write script, and at the end of the day, maybe 10 hours later, we have an episode. Now, if I'm telling that to somebody who's not a writer, they're looking at me like, "That's it? And they pay you money for that?" So they become sarcastic. So you have to be able to get a mentor or align yourself with somebody who understands that path, correct?
100%. And you also want to make sure that there is a strong values alignment, and that that mentor will not try to change you or fix you, because that's actually not mentorship. They should be willing to see who you are, what makes you unique, give you the tools to augment. Obviously, nobody's perfect. Help you refine your acumen, your strengths, things that you want to develop in. But it's not meant to, if you're a circle, they're not going to try to make you a square or a triangle. They will see that you're a circle and make you the best possible circle there ever was.
You know, it's really interesting. And again, thank you, Janice, for coming on the show, because a lot of people are listening to the show and they've heard the word mentor, or they want to seek somebody to be their mentor, or they want to be a mentee. They're just trying to, because in my role, you can Google me, and people have always approached me about mentoring them. Now, that's key right there, because, you know, you can approach me. That doesn't mean I'm going to mentor you, because like you said earlier, it's about alignment. It's about getting somebody who, one, has the time and understands what your expectations out of that relationship. Because mentorship or mentoring has to be a partnership. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely. It goes both ways. I have had relationships where I was being mentored by somebody, and now 7 years later, I'm mentoring them in a completely new realm of our careers, and it just ebbs and flows. And it's a really beautiful process when you can take your walls down and be vulnerable and just learn from each other. But that doesn't happen unless you have that alignment and you feel emotionally and psychologically safe around each other.
Right. You know, because again, as a female, and I'm a male, there are different roles we all play. Not saying that a female can't have a male mentor and a male can't have a female mentor. We need to make sure we understand these values of trying to get information, trying to get motivation, trying to get the next step. And I think that when I look at my life, and I want to use my life as an example, is that, like you said, people younger than you, I always tell people when I wake up, I always tell this phrase, I say to myself, I wake up stupid. That way, when I acknowledge myself, is, you know, because what happens is, you know, you don't want to be the smartest person in the room. And if you wake up saying, hey, I'm stupid today. OK, so that allows me to accept information so I can be a lot more, you know, toned down when the information comes to. I'm more accepting of it, because when you become successful, people tend to not want to give you information because they think you know it already. And so your success can also damage you from getting the right people in your life as potential mentors who can take you to the next level. And I think that you, as a successful person, do you not feel that people think you know it all, that you're successful, Janice?
100%. I wish you could see me nodding right now. I almost broke my neck in agreement. But I think it's also our responsibility to share that we don't know everything. I am the first person to go out and ask anyone that is exceptional at something that I'm seeking to gain knowledge in and say, hi, I don't know a thing about this skill. So for example, I started making videos for my Instagram and LinkedIn, if you follow me on either account, on mentorship and career development, and I'm really enjoying it. But I was very intimidated at first because that is not my natural wiring. I am such an introvert. My favorite part of the week is Friday at 5 p.m. in pajamas watching The Great British Bake Show. So to learn how to make these videos and to put myself out there, it required some peer mentorship where I sought out advice and guidance from friends and colleagues and friends of friends who are so exceptional and are almost fearless in the way that they present themselves, and just learned. I mean, pages and pages of notes of how they do it, their thought process, everything. And now I'm very comfortable with it. But if I didn't take the time to say, this is not me, but I'm really learning, and how do I make this something that feels like me and is naturally aligned to my own personality, but using the strengths and skills of these peer mentors to really make it shine, I wouldn't be doing that, and you and I may not be connecting today. So I think there's a lot of value in having the humility to say that you don't know everything, still being confident, but also asking for help when needed and being open to feedback from others to help you excel.
Wow. Great. We're talking about mentorship. We're talking about mentors. We're talking about mentoring. We're talking about mentees. And an author of the book, In Mentorship Unlocked, The Science and Art of Setting Yourself Up for Success, by Janice Omodeki. Janice, where are you based at?
I'm based in Austin, Texas, but originally from Washington, D.C.
Okay, cool. Now, this book will be open to the public April 2nd. That's the on-sale date for this book, Setting Yourself Up for Success. The entire title is In Mentorship Unlocked. How did you come up with that title, In Mentorship Unlocked, The Science and Art of Setting Yourself Up for Success? Where did that title come from?
It encompasses everything that mentorship should be and the problem with mentorship today. I feel like there's a lot of gatekeeping in the way in which people build their networks, and it really shouldn't be that way. Creating a fulfilling career is something that if you follow a strategic process and you know exactly what steps to take, anyone can do it. And so the book really unlocks the process of finding the right mentors, building the right community, unlocking your self-understanding and self-acceptance. And there is an art and science of setting yourself up for success through mentorship. And every chapter of Mentorship Unlocked builds upon itself. So it's step by step until you're at the top of the summit, beaming, shining with the 7 mentors I recommend you have across the lifespan of your career. And you've done it without realizing that you're doing a lot of inner work, you're doing a lot of external work, and building the tribe that's pushing you up that summit every step of the way. And I'm the first person right behind you through Mentorship Unlocked.
Well, you know, it's beautiful. Like I called Janice early and I told her I had never interviewed anybody on my show about mentorship or mentoring. And that's such a popular term that's being thrown out there. And they are gatekeepers. There's people that think they, you know, you come in there and they mentor you based on how they feel you should be. Always follow your dreams. I always talk about that. If somebody starts shifting your values, starts shifting your dreams, dream. They're not mentoring you anymore. They're guiding you on a path that they feel comfortable, or they have time to deliver the information that they want to give you. That's really important in this whole mentoring process. The mentoring process breaks down to this one thing. You're there to meet someone who can assist you and guide you through a sharing process of reaching your dreams. And if you feel uncomfortable that that's not happening, get out of that. And it's important that we hear that. And I brought Janice on the show so we can discuss that. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, I want to hear about the seven types of mentors you need in your life. Because let me tell you something. Janice, I got some goals I got to set. And guess what? I need some mentors to get there, okay? If you want to speak to Janice, don't go nowhere. Janice is here to talk about mentoring. I know some people out there need to talk to her. Call us. We'll be right back with more on Money Making Conversation Masterclass, hosted by me, Rashawn McDonald.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to catch you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rashawn McDonald. Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I'm speaking with Janice Omodeki. She's the author of the book, In Mentorship Unlocked, The Science and Art of Setting Yourself Up for Success. The book will be available April 2nd. All your favorite haunts that you go get books, it will be available April 2nd. Now, before we went to break, Janice, we were talking about the seven type of mentors you need in your life. Can you expound on that?
Yes. So in my book, Mentorship Unlocked, The Science and Art of Up for Success, which, by the way, is available for pre-order now. So everywhere April 2nd, but get in line now before they all sell out. So there are 7 types of mentors that I recommend you have over the span of your career. We're not going to hungry hippos this. I recommend no more than 3 at a time. But across your career, I recommend the following. So the first one is the company insider. This person knows where all of the bodies are buried. They know the ins and outs of the company. They have tenure there. They know company politics. They've had a history of experiencing either layoffs, promotions. If you have a question about how the company has been built and how the culture has been established, that's the person you want to go to, and those are the types of questions to ask them. The skill master mentor could be inside your company, could not be. But if you want to get gain experience in a very specific skill, maybe it's creative writing or public speaking, find somebody that's exceptional at that and have them help you refine that acumen. Third is the money-minded mentor. Finances are very important, and it's important nowadays to not just be reliant upon your employer for your entire wealth management process. So you have your 401k, you have your savings, but get a friend, get a mentor that can help you understand a holistic view of your financial landscape to help you reach your financial goals. That way you're less dependent on your employer and it reduces your likelihood of having a scarcity mindset. Very important. The fourth one is the industry mentor. Whatever industry you're in, it could be the creative field, it could be entrepreneurship. Find somebody that is exceptional in your industry and gain an understanding of how they've been able to build their positive reputation, understand what skills and resources they're leveraging to upskill and remain an industry expert in that field, potential job opportunities, and how they've been able to form their portfolio of work to make them somebody that you look up to within that industry. The fifth is the network mentor. I feel like this is probably you. Like, this person is the social butterfly, knows everybody, knows their dog's names, knows everything about everyone. This person will help you expand your network and also teach you how to be yourself while building a community that positively resonates with that, because you never know where you'll end up. And again, you don't want to be reliant on just one single employer. You want to make sure that you have options whenever you need them. Sixth is the influential ally. This person will put their name and their reputation behind you, and whatever they say goes and holds a lot of weight. So if you're inside an organization, this is the person whose referral and recommendation sets you at the top of the list for a promotion process and interview. Doesn't mean that you'll necessarily get it, but you'll break through the crowd of people that are also seeking that promotion and at least get through the screening process. Externally, this could be an investor. This could be somebody that you meet over social media that promotes your clothing line or something. And this individual helps set you up for success because they've put their name behind you and other people trust them, believe them, and they have a positive reputation. And the last one is a peer mentor. As I was mentioning before, a peer mentor is somebody that maybe is 1 to 2 years of experience ahead of you. You feel very comfortable. It's almost a friend relationship where you can really let your walls down and just say, hey, if this is inside your organization, saying, I am a manager. I see that you're a senior manager in the same department. What did you do? Like, what was that experience like being promoted to that? What should I do here as a manager so that in 3 years, I can become a senior manager too? Who should I know? What should I do? If this is outside of the organization, this person might be a senior manager outside in a different company, but still be able to give you the applicable knowledge base. That way you understand the road ahead of you and you can tailor your goals and your strategy based on their lived experiences and make it work for you.
Right. You know, thank you, Janice, for that update. Peer management. Peer mentor, I think is really important. All 7 are very important, but I want to talk about that. I want to zero on in for a minute because of the fact that when you become successful, part of success is leadership. And as you're dealing with leadership, One word is not to show signs of weakness. You know, in other words, if you're in a war, you don't want your the guy who's telling you to go fight and go over that hill and start crying. That's a weakness. And you won't go, well, is he crying? And I'm going over that hill. I'm not going over that hill if he's crying. And so my whole thing is that you got to have people that you can be honest. When she said that, you got to have people that allow you to be you. In other words, if you have a fear.
100%.
Huh?
I just said 100%.
Yeah, because if you have something that bothers you, you have to have someplace where to turn. I'm going to tell you this, Janice. In my life, I have been cornered emotionally a lot of times because I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know, water calms me. So I go around water a lot. You know, it calms me down. It allows my brain to settle because when you lead and you're doing unique things in life, you can't always tell people you don't know. You can't always tell people you're afraid. You can't always tell people that I don't think that's a good idea when you pitch the good idea and they all want to do that good idea. But you might have after settling down and realize that's not the path of the success. And so I just pulled that one out because that's so relatable because a lot of people as they become successful or they're trying to gain a level of success don't realize that it's all right to be all right. It's all right to be emotional. It's all right to say I don't
mentors
like that. That's really what I just wanted to add that because all seven of their topics that you put out there were outstanding, but that's the one that I wanted to really drill in on because that's the one that tends to hold people back in their decision making and their career path. Your thoughts?
I've seen it both ways. I've seen first off, if you're calling someone a peer mentor and they're trying to hold you back, they're not a mentor, they are not your friend, trust your intuition and get out of that relationship. Don't tell them anything else moving forward because they are there to steal your blessings.
Yes.
They are not there to amplify them. So first and foremost, take that title away. They do not deserve you and they do not deserve that, and shame on them. Mm-hmm. So if you actually have a proper peer mentor, they will have enough security in themselves to want to help you. And they'll recognize that life is a very long road and it is cyclical and the world gets smaller and smaller the further you are in your career. So while you may be peer mentors today, you never know where the other person's going to end up. And it's beneficial for both of you to encourage each other, support each other, share resources where applicable within the proper boundaries so that the rising tide lifts all boats. I mean, I've had peer mentors and friends that I've known for a decade now, and I can't imagine life without them. Or when I moved to Austin in 2018, some of the people I met that really helped me understand the Austin tech startup ecosystem have become really close friends where we're no longer discussing the Austin tech ecosystem. We're discussing their children, their expanding families, my book. Like we're discussing so much more because life just continues to evolve. And when you have these deep peer mentor relationships, they're really beautiful. And you can see that evolution from something tactical in just one particular focus area into expanding across all areas of your life. And like I said, you just never know where each party will end up.
Hey, Janice, this is a wrap up here. We've got about a minute and a half. I wanted to make sure that I got this out. I'm talking to Janice Omodeki. She's the author of the book. As she says, it's available on pre-sale. The book actually comes out April 2nd. Are there websites or places that this is available for pre-sale or pre-order?
Yes. If you go to my website, janiceomodeki.com, and click on Mentorship Unlocked, you can see where the book is available via pre-order. Amazon is going to be your best bet, so take a look there. And then also Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and your local bookshop.
Okay. My last question to you, and you have 60 seconds to respond here, Janice. One size doesn't fit all when it comes to mentorship. You know, you can't walk in a room and go, voila, that's the person, because of the fact that that may not be the person. How do you find your mentor?
Learn who you are, embrace who you are, find people that will see what makes you unique and cultivate that to make you an exceptional leader that then creates a tidal wave of change in your community. If they're not willing to accept who you are and hold you accountable for your growth, they are not your mentor, and continue saying no until you find those right people. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't say, purchase Mentorship Unlocked, that way you get a step-by-step strategy to understand the depth and the power of exactly who you are to build an exceptional mentor relationship and a fulfilling career.
As we wrap up.
Was that 60 seconds?
Well, you were good. I'm going to just add a little color to it because guess what? It's a book that I feel that I needed to hear someone communicate to me and to get in on the show to talk about mentorship because this is a word that's branded about a lot in the community and people are always walking up to me wanting, can you mentor me? I don't know. I don't really know you, so I can't really say I'm going to mentor somebody I don't know. But I do know this, is that in Mentorship Unlocked, the science and art of setting yourself up for success is written by an individual. It's insightful. It's a discussion of mentorship. In this book, she explores the mentorship advice that helped her start a groundbreaking company after studying entrepreneurship and strategic management at MIT and Harvard. Janice, thank you for coming on the show. I really, really learned a lot, and that's important. And I hope my listeners were there to on this journey to appreciate the information that you provided on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
It was such an honor. Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk soon. April 2nd. That's the date that this book goes on sale. Like she said earlier, it is available on pre-sale. We'll be right back. If you like pancakes, if you like food, if you like syrup, my next guest is the guest you want to listen to. Don't go nowhere. Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Be right back. And we're serving up more information because that's what we do when you come to the masterclass.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.